الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue with العقيدة الوسيطية and continue with the discussion titled إثبات أن القرآن كلام الله. To confirm and prove that the Quran is indeed the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah quoted as supporting evidence for this belief system which we hold on to strongly inshallah. قوله وإن أحد من المشركين استجارك فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله. Surah At-Tawbah verse 6. And if anyone of the mushrikeen seeks your protection, then grant him protection so that he may hear the word of Allah, or particularly the words of Allah. Kalam, or the word of Allah. This kalam is here, it's more like a description as opposed to a particular word or words. Otherwise it would have been kalimat. Kalam Allah meaning the word of Allah. Ahadun, hada ism. Now here it's very complicated grammatical rulings which are irrelevant to each and every one of us here at the current moment. Until such time where all of us, mashallah, have improved drastically in our grammar, there will be no point in discussing this at the current moment. So we will go straight to the explanation. والقاعدة عندي, okay. قوله استجارك أي طلب جوارك. والجوار بمعنى العصمة والحماية. استجارك meaning he sought nearness to you, and that means that he wants protection. He wants protection. If anyone among the mushrikeen seeks your protection, then grant him protection so that he may hear the word of Allah. Hatta yasma, hatta lilghay, meaning until, so he may, so he, so the so. والمعنى إن أحد استجارك ليسمع كلام الله فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله أي القرآن. وهذا بالاتفاق. Meaning if someone seeks your protection so he may hear the word of Allah, then protect him in order for him to hear the word of Allah. And that is the Quran according to the unanimous agreement, the consensus, that the word, what is intended with Kalam Allah in this ayah and Surah At-Tawbah verse 6 is the Quran. وَإِنَّمَا قَالْ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّ سَمَاعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ مُؤَثِّرٌ وَلَا بُدْ. And the reason why he said, so grant him protection so he may hear the word of Allah, is because of the fact that hearing the word of Allah shall affect his heart inevitably. It will have an effect. It will have an effect on his heart without a doubt. كما قال تعالى إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. Verily therein is indeed a reminder for him who has a heart or gives ear while he is heedful. This is Surah Qaf verse 37. وكم من إنسان سمع كلام الله فآمن لكن بشرط أن يكون يفهمه تماما. And how often has someone, a human being, heard the speech of Allah and then he embraced Islam? But this is conditional to him understanding it completely. They must understand it. Otherwise, it may affect a non-Muslim who doesn't know Arabic, and it may drive him towards Islam. But the ultimate effect it will have is on someone who understands it, right? Inevitably, someone who understands the language. قوله كلام الله أضاف الكلام إلى نفسه فقال كلام الله فدل هذا على أن القرآن كلام الله وهو كذلك. He said the word of Allah, and he referred that speech to himself. The word of Allah, كلام الله, كلام الله, ناقة الله, بيت الله, رسول الله, the messenger of Allah, the house of Allah, right? كلام الله, the speech of Allah. So he referred it to himself, indicating that the Quran is the speech of Allah, and it is so. وعقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة في القرآن يقولون إن القرآن كلام الله. إن القرآن كلام الله منزل غير مخلوق منه بدأ وإليه يعود. You have to, not have to, well yes, I mean as someone who's I guess running or conducting this class, I may make this obligatory upon you. You have to memorize this expression, okay? Because this is the core of this module or this chapter here. The belief system, aqidah, from the word ya'qid, ya'taqid. It's like a knot, something that is fixed, you firmly believe in. The firm belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that the Quran is the following. This is the definition. Inna al-Quran kalamullah. The Quran is the speech of Allah. غَيْرُ مُعَفْوًا مُنَزَّلْ. It has been sent down. It has been sent down. غَيْرُ مَخْلُوق. It is uncreated. It is uncreated. مِنْهُ بَدَى. From Allah it began. وَإِلَيْهِ يَعُودْ. And to Allah it will return. إذن القرآن كلام الله منزل غير مخلوق منه بدأ وإليه يعود. 5. القرآن كلام الله منزل غير مخلوق.
It is uncreated.
From him it began. And to him it will return. خلاص. القرآن كلام الله منزل غير مخلوق منه بدأ. It doesn't matter, that's fine. وإليه يعود. الحمد لله. Now we will break this down, by the way, this definition will be broken down in a great detail inshallah. يقولهم كلام الله دليله قوله تعالى هنا فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله. The statement of Al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, the Quran is the speech of Allah. Their evidence is the ayah which we quoted earlier. So give him protection, grant him protection until he hears Kalamullah, the word of Allah. Jameel. And the following ayat also, and other ayat which we will quote later by Shaykh Al-Sab ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi. وَقَوْلُهُمْ مُنَزَّلْ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The reason why Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah say munazzal, it has been sent down, because Allah had said in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was sent down. What does that mean? That Allah is above, for your information. Jameel. Also, وَقَوْلُهُ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Verily we have sent it down on the night of decree, or the night of honor or veneration, different definitions, but not power. وقوله وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا. And a Quran which we have divided in order that you may recite it unto the people in intervals, and we have revealed it in by stages. Okay, again, وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. It was sent down in this particular fashion. وَقَوْلُهُمْ. These are evidences why we say the Qur'an is munazzal. So the evidence for كَلَامُ اللَّهِ is فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. That's the first evidence. The evidence that it is munazzal, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. If you want to memorize this one, it's easy. Or شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. It's evidence that the Quran is sent down, because Allah says أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And we all know that this is in reference to the Quran, right? No one disputes that. طب, concerning this name, وَقَوْلُهُمْ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقَ. It is uncreated. دَلِيلُهُ قوله تعالى ألا له الخلق والأمر. The evidence for that is that Allah says surely His is the creation and the commandment. His is the creation and the commandment. فجعل الخلق شيئا والأمر شيئا آخر. So notice in this ayah, Allah made the creation one thing and the command is another thing. The command is the speech. What Allah commanded is the speech, the do's and the don'ts. So Allah made a distinction between created, أَلَلَهُ الْخَلْقُ, verily to His is the creation and the commandment. And He made them two separate things. Had the commandment been part of the creation, then Allah would have not made a distinction between them. Right? لِأَنَّ الْعَطْفِ يَقْتَضِي الْمُغَايِرَةِ. Because this the preposition here, it indicates a variation. It indicates a variation. When you say Ahmad and Mustafa came, not the preposition, the conjunction, it came, they both. Does that mean that both of them are Ahmad? When you add an and, you are speaking of someone else, right or wrong? So the waw, ala lahu al-khalqu wal amr, to him belongs the creation and the command. And the asl, once there's a waw, that indicates that there's a variation. That that which comes before the waw and that which comes after the waw, they're not the same. They're not identical. Otherwise, they would not be separated with the waw. Is that understood? Clear? Right. والقرآن من الأمر. And the Quran is part of the command of Allah. بدليل قوله تعالى. What's the evidence that the Quran is from the command of Allah? وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And thus we have sent to you ruh of our command. You know not what the book was, nor what iman. But we have made it light with which you guide, with which we guide whomever we will among our slaves. And verily you guide them to a straight path. And verily you are indeed guiding to the straight path. So then Allah said, Afwan, Ruhan min amrina. Speaking of the Quran, it is ruh, it's like the spirit for the body. It's a livelihood. It's the life for the body. The Quran is life for the iman. It grows the iman. It nurtures the iman. So Allah called it ruhan min amrina, from our command. That the Quran is from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope this is clear. طيب. فإذا كان القرآن أمرا وهو قسيم للخلق صار غير مخلوق. If the Quran is a command, and it is so, then it makes it uncreated, or it makes it not created. It's not created. لأنه لو كان مخلوقا ما صح التقسيم وهذا دليل سمعي. Because if it was created, there will be no point in this variation that came in the ayah, which is ألا له الخلق والأمر. It would have made no sense. But the fact that they were made separate through the waw is an indication that they are unlike each other. So then, if it's not from the creation of Allah, then it means it is uncreated. It's very clear. This is in terms of the textual evidence. Logically speaking, or intellectually speaking, أما الدليل العقلي فنقول القرآن كلام الله والكلام ليس عينا قائمة بنفسها حتى يكون بائنا من الله. The Quran is the speech of Allah. And the speech is not something that is independent on its own, so that it will be separated from Allah. وَلَوْ كَانَ عَيْنًا قَائِمَةً بِنَفْسِهَا بَائِنَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَقُلْنَا إِنَّهُ مَخْلُوقٌ. Had it been a separate entity, which has nothing to do with Allah, then we could have said that the Quran is created. لَكِنِ الْكَلَامُ صِفَةٌ لِلْمُتَكَلِّمِ بِهِ. But this is the important part. But the speech is an attribute of the speaker. The speech is an attribute of the speaker. فَإِذَا كَانَ صِفَةٌ لِلْمُتَكَلَّمِ. If it's an attribute for the speaker, وَكَانَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And it is from Allah. كَانَ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. It becomes uncreated, because it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's Allah's speech. لِأَنَّ صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ كُلُّهَا غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقًا. Because all of the attributes of Allah are uncreated. So if the Quran is from the attributes of Allah, can the attributes of Allah be created? No, because if you say that the attributes of Allah are created, then you're saying that Allah is created. You see what I'm saying? So that's the logical approach. وأيضا لو كان مخلوقا لبطل مدلول الأمر والنهي والخبر والاستخبار، لأن هذا الصيغ لو كانت مخلوقة لكانت مجرد أشكال خلقت على هذه الصورة لا دلالة لها على معناها، كما يكون شكل النجوم والشمس والقمر ونحوهما. Also had it been created, then it would have nullified the objective of the commands and the prohibitions and the information and the news. Because all of these expressions, had they been created, they will become merely symbols that have nothing in essence. They lack the essence. They will be just mere shapes. Similar to what we will have from the stars, like the shapes of the stars and the sun and the moon. If they didn't have an essence, then it would only be a name, only be a shape. But what we are concerned about is what they provide in terms of their qualities and characteristics. وَقَوْلُهُمْ مِنْهُ بَدَأْ أَيْ هُوَ الَّذِي ابْتَدَأَ بِهِ وَتَكَلَّمَ بِهِ أَوَّلًا. When Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah say from Allah it began, then they say, or from Allah it came, let's say it came, it means it's Allah Azza wa Jal who spoke of it first. It began with Allah and He was the first one to speak of it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْقُرْآنُ أُضِيفَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَى جِبْرِيلِ وَإِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Now in the Qur'an has been referred to Allah, it has been referred to Jibreel, and it has been referred to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In different occasions, the Quran was made to be the speech of all three. We will see. مثال الأول, example of the first, قول الله عز وجل فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله. So grant him protection so he may hear the word of Allah. Here it was referred to Allah. فيكون منه بدأ. So it began from Allah. It came from Allah. أي من الله جل جلاله ومنه حرف جر وضمير قدم على عمله لفاد الحصر واختصاص. Okay, we said this is exclusivity. Again, this is grammar. مثال الثاني, the example of the second, إضافته إلى جبريل. The Quran being referred to Jibreel. In Surah Al-Takwir, verses 19 and 20, Allah says, إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين. Verily, this is the word brought by a most honorable messenger, Jibreel, from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, owner of power and high rank with Allah, the Lord of the throne. Here, this is referring to what? Jibreel. Allah said, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Verily, it is the word brought, it is referred to Jibreel as the messenger from Allah to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi وسلم. سورة التكوير verses 19 and 20. ومثال الثالث, the example of the third, إضافته إلى محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام, being referred to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قوله تعالى إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول شاعر. See, the verses are the same. One time Allah says إنه لقول رسول كريم, it's referring to Jibreel. In سورة الحاقة verses 40 and 41, it says, verily it is the word of an honorable messenger, it is not the word of a poet. And here is referring to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لكن أضيف إليهما لأنهما يبلغانه لا لأنهما ابتدأه. But here it is only being referred to them as due to the fact that they conveyed it onto the people, not that it came from them. So it didn't come from Jibreel, it came from Allah. And it didn't come from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it came from Allah. However, Allah at times referred to the Quran directly to Himself. At times He referred it to Jibreel as the one conveying to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at times he referred it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the one conveying it to the people. Okay? Beautiful. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِلَيْهِ يَعُودْ. Their statement, to Allah it will return. في معناه وجهان. There are two possibilities in this explanation here. الأول أنه كما جاء في بعض الآثار يسرى عليه في ليلة. وعليكم السلام. فيصبح الناس ليس بين أيديهم قرآن لا في صدورهم ولا في مصافحهم يرفعه الله عز وجل. This is in reference to what has come in some of the prophetic traditions. Athar, actually, when you hear the word athar, it could either be referring to a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, or a statement of a sahaba from the sahaba, or a statement of a tabi'i. Pay attention, this is the difference. When you say hadith, by default you are referring to a narration from the Prophet ﷺ. If you hear the word athar, warada fil athar, it has been narrated in the athar. An athar is like a trace, and it's something which is traced back to an originator, a speaker. So in the context or in the science of hadith, when you hear the word athar, it could either be a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, or it could be a statement of a sahabi, or a statement of a tabi'i. We all know what a tabi'i is, right? Tabi'i, someone who, the generation which followed that of the sahaba. This is the word athar. Are we clear? Some are looking shocked. No? Maybe my glasses. I'm seeing things. Tayyib. It came in some of the athar that the Quran actually will be, it will ascend, it will go through ascension to, in one night, the people will wake up and there will be no Quran in their hands and no Quran in their hearts. No Quran in their hands, no masahif, and no Quran in the hearts. Allah Azza wa Jal will raise it onto Himself. You haven't heard this before. It's always good to shock you. At least it's not an electrical shock, so you can survive it. This is actually... No, this is based on authentic narrations. The Quran will... This is at the end of time. The Shaykh will explain, just so you will not be traumatized. Let me explain the Shaykh's explanation, and then you can get traumatized. وَهَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ حِينَمَا يُعْرِضُ عَنْهُ النَّاسُ إِعْرَاضًا كُلِّيًا. This, and Allah knows best, will happen when the people totally abandon it. They will just turn away from it. خلاص. لَا يَتْلُونُهُ لَفْظًا وَلَا عَقِيدَةً وَلَا عَمَلًا. And they do not recite it. In terms of love, then wording, the utterance, speaking, nor belief. They will not refer to it as means of attaining a belief system, or even acting upon it. فَإِنَّهُ يُرْفَعْ, then it will ascend. It will be risen. It will be raised up to Allah Azza wa Jal. لِأَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ أَشْرَفَ مِنْ أَنْ يَبْقَ بَيْنَ أَيْدِي أُنَاسٍ هَجَرُوهُ وَأَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ فَلَا يُقَدِّرُونَهُ قَدْرَهُ. Because the Quran is more honorable that it should remain among people who are heedless concerning it. Who don't pay the due respect to the word of Allah. So when they don't deserve that this book to remain among them, Allah will raise it up to Himself. Because the people are not deserving. They're not deserving of having the Quran amongst them, since they will abandon it. وَهَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ نَظِيرُ هَدْمِ الْكَعْبَ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ. This, and Allah knows best, is equal to the destruction of the Kaaba towards the end of time. Here's another one for you. I told you, come to the classes, you'll wake up from some of the things you've been having. At least you go home thinking, oh, the Kaaba is going to be destroyed, the Quran is going to be raised, I better start doing some ibadah. Naam, the Kaaba which you see now, there shall come a time where it will be destroyed stone by stone, brick by brick. It will be taken out by men who will come from a particular country, the Shaykh will mention, and they will toss it in the ocean. There will be no more Kaaba. نعم. وهذا والله أعلم. نعم. حيث يأتي رجل من الحبشة قصير أفحج أسود. There shall come a man, a black man from Abyssinia, who will be short and he will have bowed legs. His legs will have a deformity on his legs, right? He will break. Well, hold on a second. I lost track here. He'll be bow-legged. يأتي بجنوده من البحر إلى المسجد الحرام. He will bring his soldiers with him from the ocean to the Masjid al-Haram. وينقض الكعبة حجرا حجرا. He will break the Kaaba down stone by stone. كلما انقض حجرا مد للذي يليه. Every time he will take a stone out, he will give it to the one who is behind him. It's like work in group work. وهكذا يتمادون الأحجار إلى أن يرموها في البحر. And they will continue to do so until they tossed all of them in the ocean, in the sea. والله يمكنهم من ذلك. And Allah will allow them to do that. Allah will allow them. If Allah willed, what would He do? Like when? Eh, but Ashab al-Fil, right? When they came, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal destroyed them. أرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل جميل. طيب, question, why did Allah protect the Kaaba during the time of the his name is, I believe, Abraha. Yeah, why did Allah protect the Kaaba then, and Allah will not protect it, you know, in the second coming when they will, the guy will come and destroy it? How come? بخيره ورجله وفيله فقسمه الله قبل أن نصل المسجد. Although Abraha came with his army, soldiers, weaponry, elephants, and Allah chopped him up before he made it to the masjid. لأن الله علم أنه سيبعث هذا النبي. Good answer. Because Allah knew that he will be sending forth this prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وتعاد إلى المسجد هيبته وعظمته, and the honor and dignity shall be retrieved. The belonging to the house, it would be given back to the masjid. ولكن في آخر الزمان لن يبعث نبي بعد محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. But at the end of time, they shall no prophet shall come after the prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And secondly, وإذا أعرض الناس عن تعظيم هذا البيت نهائيا, and if the people turn away from honoring this Kaaba in totality, فأنه يسلط عليه هذا الرجل من الحبشة, then Allah will cause this man to come upon it from حبشة. فهذا نظير رفع القرآن. This is similar to the ascension of the Quran, والله أعلم, and Allah knows best, right? So that is the information for you for this night. الوجه الثاني, the second possibility in interpreting the statement of أهل السنة والجماعة, إليه يعود, to Allah it will return. في معنى قولهم وإليه يعود, أنه يعود إلى الله وصفا, that the description of the Quran, the description of the Quran as something that Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about it is attributed to Allah alone. Okay, it's attributed to Allah alone. إليه يعود meaning as an attribute to Allah. The Quran being a speech of Allah, it befits only Allah Azza wa Jal. It's an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أي أنه لا يوصف به أحد سوى الله فيكون المتكلم بالقرآن هو الله عز وجل وهو موصوف به. Meaning no one can be attributed with the quality of the speech of Allah or the Quran. Meaning it's only Allah who spoke and the Quran, and so it becomes an attribute of His سبحانه وتعالى. This position, ولا مانع من أن نقول إن المعنيين كلاهما صحيح. The position of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah was the first interpretation, that إليه يعود, to Allah will return, meaning at the end of time the Quran will ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Shaykh said there's no harm in saying that both possibilities are acceptable, both interpretations are possible. هذا كلام أهل السنة, هذا كلام أهل السنة والجماعة في القرآن الكريم. This is the speech, this is the ruling, this is the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah concerning the noble Quran. And I guess it's an opportunity to remind you that there's no such thing as holy Quran. Okay? And we really need to propagate this, because I think if we don't do it soon, we will reach a point where it will become too late. You know, I keep getting these emails from different people, the different websites are being put up, and the same term is being used, Holy Quran, Holy Quran, Holy Quran, and we do not have a Holy Quran. What do we have? Noble Quran, glorious Quran. Holy means muqaddas, muqaddas. Have you ever read an ayah in the book of Allah or a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ saying Al-Quran al-Muqaddas ever in your life? No. Who has a muqaddas? Who has this term as part of their book? Christians. The Holy Bible. Al-Kitab al-Muqaddas. And in Arabic, it's called Al-Kitab Al-Muqaddas, their book. We don't have that. So where did we get it from? From the Christians. Did Allah call His Quran holy? No. Did the Prophet ﷺ call it holy? No. Noble Quran, Quranun Kareem, Quranun Azeem, Quranun Majid, whatever Allah described it with. But Quranun Muqaddas? No. So we don't have a holy Quran. Okay? And we shouldn't use it. Because we are describing the Quran with something which Allah did not describe it with. Right? Even though as an adjective it is holy, as in it is the speech of Allah, but as a name, you know there's a difference between an adjective and a name. And so worse than that is Holy Prophet, right? And Holy Ramadan. You see what I'm saying? All these are extremes. It's Holy Prophet, subhanAllah, Holy Prophet. Because if you give a da'wah to a Christian, when you say holy, that means divine. That means godly. Because they have the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Son, and the Holy Father. And to them, these constitute God. So when they hear you saying Holy Prophet, then their connotation of this word is that of divinity. That's wild. That's wild to give someone this title to the Prophet ﷺ in the course of da'wah. Holy Prophet? He wasn't holy. He was a human being. Allah is holy. You with me?
Yeah.
Who's the Quddus? Can you say the Prophet ﷺ is Quddus? Allah is the Quddus. Al-Malik al-Quddus al-Salam al-Mu'min al-Mu'min Allah. When you say the Holy Prophet, meaning al-Nabi al-Muqaddas, al-Nabi al-Quddus, a'udhu billah. You know, yes, we say as in him being chosen by Allah. But people don't understand that necessarily, because among the Muslims are those who worship the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Don't ask about the kuffar. Among the Muslims are those who have made him an ilah with Allah. Because maybe of some misunderstanding of wording. Holy Prophet, oh, Holy Prophet. Especially if they came from another religion. So take it out of your vocabulary. Your da'wah terminology should not include Holy Quran, Holy Prophet, Holy Ramadan. Noble Quran, Noble Prophet, the Messenger of Allah is sufficient. And you know the blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak, Allah had made it blessed. You get a lot of reward. That's what it is. And we stick to that. طيب. ويرى المعتزلة أن القرآن مخلوق وليس كلام الله. The Mu'tazilites, they view the Quran as not the speech of Allah. It is created. It is created. Like you are created, and the heavens and earth are created, and the sun and the moon are created, and the Quran is also created. It's from the creation of Allah, not from Allah, not a quality of Allah, not the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they use an evidence for that. وَيَسْتَدِلُونَ لِذَلِكَ بِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ. Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the wakil, the trustee, the guardian over all things. Okay? This is Surah Az-Zumar, verse 62. والقرآن شيء. Now listen, Allah says الله خالق كل شيء. الله خالق كل شيء. Allah is the creator of everything. And they said the Quran is a thing. And Allah said everything. And the Quran is a thing. That means the Quran is created. Wow. Huh? What intelligent fellas, huh? MashaAllah. فيدخل في عموم قوله كل شيء. It's included in the general expression everything. ولأنه ما ثم إلا خالق ومخلوق والله خالق وما سواه مخلوق. And because there's nothing, it is either a creator or a creation, and Allah is the creator, then everything must be the creation. Okay, then how do we answer that? الأول أن القرآن كلام الله تعالى. كلام الله تعالى وهو صفة من صفات الله وصفات الخالق غير مخلوقة. First we say the Quran is the speech of Allah, and it is an attribute from the attributes of Allah, and the attributes of Allah are uncreated. The attributes of the Creator are uncreated. Mercy is uncreated because Allah is the merciful. You follow me? But الثاني, the second possible answer, refutation, أن مثل هذا التعبير كل شيء عام قد يراد به الخاص. The statement everything is a general expression which may be specified through other evidences. مثل قوله تعالى عن ملكة سبأ. When Allah described the Malika of Saba, you know the story of the Malika of Saba with Sulaiman. Allah said about her, وَأُوتِيَتْ مِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Listen now. And she was given of everything. Same word. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now did the queen of Saba, did she own everything? Even her throne at some point was not in her possession. It was the Sulaiman. You see what I'm saying? So even linguistically, Quranically, the term kulli shay does not necessarily mean everything. Because Allah said about her, Allah said that the queen of Saba, she had been given everything, and we all know that she wasn't given everything. But the word used, kulli shay, subhanallah. Isn't that amazing? This is Surah An-Naml, verse 23. وَقَدْ خَرَجَ شَيْءٌ كَثِيرٌ لَمْ يَدْخُلْ فِي مُلْكِهَا مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ مِثْلِ مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. And many things were are excluded from her dominion, including everything that Sulaiman owned. And he owned, you know, a lot more than she did. He was a king. Allah gave him mulk, atahu al-mulk. Allah gave him the mulk. Okay, so that is clear concerning the that particular expression. نعم. فإن قال قائل هل هناك فرق كبير بين قولنا إنه منزل وقولنا إنه مخلوق. If someone said, ياخي, is there really a big difference? Is there really such a huge difference between us saying that the Quran is the speech of Allah or the Quran is created? I mean, is there a big variation between these two expressions? Between it being sent down, I'm sorry, between the Quran being sent down or being created? فالجواب نعم. The answer is yes. بينهما فرق كبير. Between them is a huge difference. جرت بسببه المحنة الكبرى في عصر الإمام أحمد. Because of this difference, there was the great test during the time of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى وأدخله فسيح جناته. فإذا قلنا إنه منزل فهذا ما جاء به القرآن. If we say the Quran is sent down, then verily this is what the Quran has clearly indicated. قال الله تعالى تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed is he who has sent down the Furqan, the criterion, which is the Quran, is the criterion, upon a slave, so he may be a warner to the people. وإذا قلنا إنه مخلوق لزم من تلك أولا. If we say that the Quran is created, here's what this expression necessitates. تكذيب القرآن. First, belying the Quran. By you saying the Quran is created, you are belying the Quran. What does belying mean? You're denying, you're making it a lie. You're refusing. لأن الله يقول وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا. Because Allah says, and thus we have sent to you ruh of our command. And we said that this is the Quran. فجعله الله تعالى موحى إلى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah had made it an inspiration onto his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولو كان مخلوقا ما صح أن يكون موحى. Had it been created, it couldn't have been inspired or revealed. فإذا كان وحيا لزم أن لا يكون مخلوقا. If it is revealed from Allah, then it must not be a creation. It cannot be the creation. لأن الله هو الذي تكلم به. Because it is Allah who had spoke. He was the one who spoke and uttered these particular words of the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me see here, this is a footnote here. Wow, this is from the statements of Ibn Qayyim. Time does not allow to elaborate. على كل حال. ثانيا, إذا قلنا إنه مخلوق فإنه يلزم على ذلك إبطال مضلول الأمر والنهي والخبر والاستخبار. And we said this earlier. Then if we say that it is created, then there would be no difference between Allah's speech and the speech of human beings. Right? And then we will wind up negating, you know, commands and prohibitions and information, news that was conveyed to us from Allah. لأن هذه الصيغ لو كانت مخلوقة لكانت مجرد شكل خلق على هذه الصور. It would have been only a created image, a shape that doesn't have the essence. وهكذا ولم تكن أمرا ولا نهيا ولا عفوا كما خلقت الشمس على صورتها. Like the sun was created in the form it has. والقمر على صورته. And the moon was created in the form which it has. وَالنَّجْمُ عَلَى صُورَتِهِ And the stars were created in the forms which they have. وَهَكَذَا وَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَمْرًا وَلَا نَهْيًا وَلَا خَبَرًا وَلَا اسْتِخْبَارًا And so then the words of Allah, if they were created, they would just be like shapes, just like the sun, like the moon, and there would be no value for them. There would be no purpose behind a command and the prohibition and so on and so forth because they are created. فَمَثَلًا كَلِمَةً قُلْ لَا تَقُلْ قَالَ فُلَانْ هَلْ قَالَ فُلَانْ كُلَّهَا نُقُوشَ عَلَى هَذِهِ الصُّوَرِ فتبطل دلالته على الأمر والنهي والخبر والاستخبار وتبقى كأنها صور ونقوش لا تفيد شيئا. It just becomes like words, like letters that you have on this thing here, at this poster. It becomes worthless. Just say and don't say. But the command which comes from Allah, if the Quran was created, will be lost. The command which is the essence of say to the people. Which is Allah speaking, then Prophet ﷺ to say to the people, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ If this was a created verse, then it would be nothing but a creation, a verse, and not an inspiration from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. You see the point? نعم. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ إِبْنُ الْقَيِّمْ فِي النُّونِيَّةِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ فِي النُّونِيَّةِ إِنَّ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ يَبْطُلُ بِهِ الْأَمْرُ وَالنَّهِي Ibn al-Qayyim said in this Nuniyya, a famous poem which he wrote, thousands of verses, he said, this expression will negate the command and the prohibitions. لِأَنَّ الْأَمْرِ كَأَنَّهُ شَيْءٍ خُلِقَ عَلَى هَذِهِ السُّورَ دُونَ أَنْ يَعْتَبَرَ مَدْلُولَهُ وَالنَّهِي خُلِقَ عَلَى هَذِهِ السُّورَ دُونَ أَنْ يُقْصَدَ مَدْلُولَهُ وَكَذَلِكَ الْخَبَرُ وَالْاسْتِخْبَارُ This is redundant. ثَالِثًا Thirdly, إِذَا قُلْنَا إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ مَخْلُوقٌ وَقَدْ أَضَافَهُ إِلَى نَفْسِهِ إِضَافَةَ خَلْقٍ صَحَّ أَنْ نَطْلُقَ عَلَى كُلِّ كَلَامٍ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ أَنَّهُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ لأن كل كلام الخلق مخلوق وبهذا التزم أهل الحلول والاتحاد حيث يقول قائلهم وكل كلام في الوجود كلامه سواء علينا نثره ونظامه عجيب and just like نعم if we say that the Quran is created and Allah Azza wa Jal had attributed وقد أضاف نفسي and Allah had attributed the Quran to himself as a creation then we will be able to say, consequently, that the speech of the human beings and others is just like the speech of Allah, because everything is created. Then there will be no distinction between the speech of Allah and the speech of the creation. My speech, is it created or not? My speech, is it created or not?
Created by you.
By me?
The speech of yours will be created by you.
Oh! I'm not a creator. I mean, yeah, I mean, we may create a door, but is my speech created by Allah or not?
Yeah, the command of Allah. The speech, the way you talk, the way you say.
Everything I'm doing right now.
It's created by Allah.
Is this Allah's creation or not?
Yes.
Do you have an evidence for it?
Yeah, because the verse we read that everything is created by Allah.
Good. Is there more particular evidence? That's a good general evidence. Yeah. Is there something more specific? Surah Saffat. Ibrahim. When speaking to the idol worshippers, he said, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah created you and all that which you do. عَمَل is speech, movement, anything you do, Ibrahim said to the people after he reprimanded them for worshiping the idols, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Very important verse. It's an evidence that all the actions are the creation of Allah. So if we were to say that the speech of Allah is created, then we don't have a distinction now between the speech of Allah and our speech, because our speech is created. So we're making no distinction between our speech and the speech of Allah. And this is outrageous. And this is exactly what the people of pantheism, those who believe in the oneness of the creation, like among the hardcore Hindus and the hardcore Sufis, who believe that, you know, everything is in Allah and Allah is in everything and we're all this one, you know, you continue to grow through the stages until you become one with God, right? And then you go to the bathroom. So I don't know how, you know, these people, I don't know what part of their brains have been placed on pause for some time. where these people lose understanding of things. How can you become one with God when you're a worthless creation that was made out of a sperm and you continue to go to the bathroom at least two to three times a day? And you have the nerve to say you will become one with God? And you should see the documentary that I have seen. Wallahi, you would not believe, man. One brother gave it to me as a gift. There was this Hindu man, who I don't remember his name, and it's not even worth remembering his name, but it should be
Sai Baba.
Maybe some long bearded man, white beard.
This guy, he was in the U.S. I think.
Man, this guy during the hippies time, right? This is the 1960s, 70s. This guy would come on stage, and people would worship him.
Yeah. This was the guy in America, no? Then he was deported, and he came to Pune. He died in.
Man, no.
Yeah.
You know, if you see this, brothers, you would not believe. This fool, man, he would come in wearing his, whatever, and he would sit on a couch, and he would go like this. And the people, these crazy Americans, right, would travel from across the globe, going like this to him. Right, crying. And of course, after that, they have a huge sexual orgy, right, where they... What do you think, Yanni? The guy is so godly that, in order to... they say you cannot, really reach the ultimate purity and become one with God until you satisfy your desires. So then they go have, group sex, with everybody and him stimulating those around him. No, if you've seen this documentary, man, you think these people are crazy. But this is a fact. This man would, people, he will be worshipped in front of the people. All he has to do is sit down and they would sing songs for him and they're waving and crying and feeling khushur, crying. You know, you won't believe the scene. And then he sits for half an hour, then he gets up and he just walks away. I'm like, this guy, man, in his mind, what is he thinking? These fools, huh? These crazy people, man, they really believe I'm a God. So he must be, putting on this big act. He knows it with himself. He goes to the bathroom. The only thing I can think is like, you nasty. But anyways, that's just me.
His name was Bhagwan Rajneesh. He called himself Bhagwan Rajneesh.
But anyway, that's the guy.
And he was in Oregon, and then he had a lot of wealth.
Yeah, he must have made a lot of money, these dumb hippies. I mean, you smoke enough marijuana and you start, you smoke enough weed and you start thinking that everything is holy. These weed smokers, man, don't be chilling with them.
He had a whole county there, and he was flourishing a lot, and then for some reason, he was deported from America, and he came back to India. He was an Indian.
Yeah, I know he was an Indian.
He set up again his ashram in Pune. He died in
Pune. What, you made a research on this guy? Anyways.
This is the story of this guy.
He's famous, Yanni.
He's
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I was, the first time I seen the document, I was laughing. I was sitting in my, the office of Dallas, and I couldn't believe that people really reached this level.
So many people like that, like what you said, Sai Baba, another guy.
Yeah. Many got there.
Less beard, more hair on the top.
Yeah, Shaykh, Allah yastur, but the son of Adam is an amazing creature. Ala kul hal, I believe this is enough, inshallah, because we're approaching the adhan of Salatul Isha. And so let me just make sure. Okay, so we stopped here at the issue of the major Sufis who believe that you become one with Allah, and then we will deal with the rest of the refutation concerning this issue, and then we will deal with other ayat which prove that the Quran has been sent down by Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.